ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਤੁਰਦੀ ਆ ਫੇਮ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਸਟਾਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੇਮ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਗਾਣੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨੀ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਲੰਡੂ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਬੱਲੇ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ ਆਓ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਤੁਰਦੀ ਆ ਫੇਮ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਸਟਾਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੇਮ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਗਾਣੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨੀ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਲੰਡੂ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਬੱਲੇ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ ਆਓ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ, ਆਇਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਦਾਬ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਸਟ ਐਪੀਸੋਡ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਪੌਲ ਸ਼ੋਅ, ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਸੰਜੀਵ ਪੌਲ, ਅਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਸੀ ਜੇ ਲੋ 1690 AM। ਸ਼ੋਅ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਫਤਿਹ ਬੁਲਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ, ਅਤੇ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਅਤੇ ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਆਈਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਇੰਟਰੋਡਿਊਸ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ, ਆਈ ਐਮ ਪਰਸੂਇੰਗ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਇਨਫੋਰਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਸਿਕਿਉਰਿਟੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਕੰਕੋਰਡੀਆ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਮਾਈ ਲਾਸਟ ਸਮੈਸਟਰ ਨਾਓ। ਰੱਬ ਦੀ ਮਿਹਰ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ। ਅਤੇ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਆਪਾਂ ਤਿੰਨ ਭਾਗਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੰਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੀ। ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਕਟ ਬਾਰੇ, ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਰੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਟੈਕਨੋਲੋਜੀ, ਵੇਅਰ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਹੋਸਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਗੈਸਟ, ਦੈਨ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਲਿਵਰਪੂਲ ਫੈਨ ਹੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟਾਕ ਮੀ ਥਰੂ ਸੋਕਰ। ਚਲੋ ਜੀ ਫਿਰ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਚਾਹ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਲੇ ਰੈਡੀ ਰੱਖ ਲਏ ਹੋਣਗੇ, ਆਈ ਐਮ ਪ੍ਰੀਟੀ ਸ਼ੋਰ। ਅਤੇ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ 'ਚ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਰਾਂਠੇ ਬਣਾ ਲਏ ਹੋਣ, ਅਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸੁਨੱਖੀ ਗੱਲ ਆ, ਬੜੇ ਯਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਜਾਂ ਪਰਾਂਠਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ। ਚਲੋ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਆਏਗਾ ਮੁੜ ਕੇ ਆਵਾਂਗੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਵਤਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ। ਬਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਓ ਚਲੋ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਨੂੰ। ਐਸ਼ੀਜ਼ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਔਨ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਇੰਗਲੈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ, ਅਤੇ ਇੰਗਲੈਂਡ ਨੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਅੱਛੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਦੂਜੇ ਮੈਚ ਵਿੱਚ, ਪਹਿਲੀ ਵਿਕਟ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਮਾਰਕਸ ਹੈਰਿਸ ਦੀ। ਬਟ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਡੇਵਿਡ ਵਾਰਨਰ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਨਸ ਲਬਸ਼ੈਨ ਡਿਡ ਰੈਲੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਜੋਬ। ਡੇਵਿਡ ਵਾਰਨਰ 95 ਦੌੜਾ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਆਊਟ ਹੋ ਗਏ, ਉਹ ਦੂਜੀ ਵਾਰ ਕੰਜੈਕਟਿਵਲੀ ਨਰਵਸ 90s ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨੇ, ਅਤੇ ਆਈ ਡੋਟ ਨੋ ਕੀ ਬਣੂਗਾ। ਬਟ ਚਲੋ ਮਾਨਸ ਲਬਸ਼ੈਨ ਹਜੇ ਵੀ ਖੇਡ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ 95 ਦੀ, ਨੋਟ ਆਊਟ ਵਿਦ ਸਟੀਵਨ ਸਮਿਥ। ਅਤੇ ਆਈ ਗੈਸ ਐਸ਼ੀਜ਼ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਕੋਲ ਹੀ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਇਸ ਵਾਰ। ਅਤੇ ਚਲੋ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਮੂਵ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਬਾਰੇ। ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਨੇ 3-0 ਨਾਲ ਸਵੀਪ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਵੈਸਟ ਇੰਡੀਜ਼ ਨੂੰ ਇਨ T20s, ਅਤੇ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਰਿਜ਼ਵਾਨ ਅਤੇ ਬਾਬਰ ਆਜ਼ਮ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਲਾ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੈ ਜੀ, ਇੰਨੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਜੋੜੀ ਬਣਾ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੈ T20 ਵਿੱਚ, ਬਹੁਤ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਆਈ ਗੈਸ ਅਗਲੀ ਵਾਰ ਜੇ ਕਿਸਮਤ ਅੱਛੀ ਹੋਈ ਤਾਂ T20 ਵਰਲਡ ਕੱਪ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਉਹ ਜਿੱਤ ਜਾਣਗੇ। ਅਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਇੱਕ ਕੰਟਰੋਵਰਸ਼ਲ ਗੱਲ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸੌਰਵ ਗਾਂਗੁਲੀ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਰਾਟ ਕੋਹਲੀ, ਇਨਫੈਕਟ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਸੇ BCCI ਐਂਡ ਵਿਰਾਟ ਕੋਹਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਕਿ BCCI ਨੇ ਧੱਕਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਵਿਰਾਟ ਕੋਹਲੀ ਨੂੰ ਕੈਪਟਨਸੀ ਤੋਂ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਕੀਤਾ ODI ਤੋਂ। ਅਤੇ ਵਿਰਾਟ ਕੋਹਲੀ ਹੈਡ ਜਸਟ ਗਿਵਨ ਹਿਸ ਸਟੇਟਮੈਂਟ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਡਿਸੀਜ਼ਨ 90 minutes ਬਿਫੋਰ ਦਾ ਟੈਸਟ ਸਕੁਆਡ ਵਾਸ ਸਿਲੈਕਟਿਡ ਫੋਰ ਸਾਊਥ ਅਫਰੀਕਨ ਟੂਰ। ਸੋ ਇਟ ਕੇਮ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਸ਼ੋਟ ਦੈਟ BCCI ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟ ਸੌਰਵ ਗਾਂਗੁਲੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਇਨ ਕੰਟੈਕਟ ਵਿਦ ਵਿਰਾਟ ਕੋਹਲੀ ਟੂ ਨੋਟ ਗਿਵ ਅਪ ਹਿਸ ਕੈਪਟਨਸੀ ਓਵਰ ODI, ਬਟ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਕੰਪਲੀਟ ਕੰਟਰਡਿਕਟਰੀ ਸਟੇਟਮੈਂਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਵਿਰਾਟ ਕੋਹਲੀ। ਸੋ ਦੇਖੋ ਇਹ ਜੋ ਰਾਜਨੀਤੀ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਤਾਂ ਲੱਗੂਗੀ। ਇਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੁਨੀਲ ਗਵਾਸਕਰ ਨੇ ਸਟੇਟਮੈਂਟ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਇੰਡੀਵਿਜੁਅਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋਰਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਤੇ ਜੇਕਰ ਚੇਅਰਮੈਨਸ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਵਿਰਾਟ ਕੋਹਲੀ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਮੱਚ ਬੈਟਰ ਦੈਨ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਹੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਾ ਮੀਡੀਆ। ਸੋ ਦੇਖੋ ਕੋਈ ਅਨਬਨ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗੀ, ਜੋ ਵੀ ਗੱਲ ਇੰਨੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ। ਵਿਰਾਟ ਕੋਹਲੀ ਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਕਹਿਤਾ ਕਿ ਰੋਹਿਤ ਸ਼ਰਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਾਫੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਦੋਸਤੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਪਣਾ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਦੇਗਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਅਤੇ ਆਈ ਹੋਪ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਡੂ ਵੈਲ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਸਾਊਥ ਅਫਰੀਕਾ ਟੂਰ। ਅਤੇ ਰੋਹਿਤ ਸ਼ਰਮਾ ਇਨਫੈਕਟ ਫਸਟ ਟੈਸਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੇਡ ਪਾਊਂਗੀ, ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਉਦੋਂ ਇੰਜਰੀ ਹੋ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੈ ਹੈਮਸਟ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਦੀ। ਅਤੇ ਚਲੋ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਈ ਹੋਪ ਸਾਊਥ ਅਫਰੀਕਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿੱਤ ਕੇ ਆਉਣ ਤਿੰਨੋਂ ਸੀਰੀਜ਼। ਅਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਗੱਲ ਸਾਊਥ ਅਫਰੀਕਾ ਦੀ ਹੋ ਹੀ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਕੰਟਰੋਵਰਸੀ ਜੋ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਰੇਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਜੋ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਲੱਗਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਡਿਸਿਪਲਿਨ। ਅਤੇ 3 ਮੇਨ ਪਲੇਅਰਸ, ਮਾਰਕ ਬਾਊਚਰ, ਗ੍ਰੇਮ ਸਮਿਥ ਐਂਡ AB ਡਿਵਿਲੀਅਰਸ, ਤਿੰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਓਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਨੇ ਲਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਰੇਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਦਾ ਪਾਰਟ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਮਾਰਕ ਬਾਊਚਰ 2012 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਇੰਜਰੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਸੀ, ਅਤੇ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇੱਕ ਨਿਊ ਕੀਪਰ ਨੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਸੀ ਜੋ ਵਾਸ ਬਲੈਕ, ਬਟ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਅਤੇ AB ਡਿਵਿਲੀਅਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਕੀਪਰ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ। ਅਤੇ ਮਾਰਕ ਬਾਊਚਰ ਵਾਸ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਗਿਲਟੀ ਫੋਰ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਸਲੇਅਰਸ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਪੌਲ ਐਡਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਐਡਮਿਟਡ ਟੂ ਇਟ। ਸੋ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ AB ਡਿਵਿਲੀਅਰਸ ਨੇ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਲੱਗਾ ਹੈ ਜੀ, ਆਰੋਪ ਲੱਗਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ
ਇੱਕ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਦਾ ਟੂਰ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਦੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਲੈਕ ਪਲੇਅਰ ਨੂੰ ਖਿਲਾਉਣਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਬਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਿਲਾਇਆ। ਅਤੇ ਇਨਫੈਕਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਡੀਨ ਐਲਗਨ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਊਥ ਅਫਰੀਕਾ ਤੋਂ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਆ ਕੇ ਖੇਲ ਸਕਦਾ। ਅਤੇ ਆਈ ਗੈਸ ਉਹ ਏਬੀ ਡਿਵਿਲੀਅਰਸ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕੰਪਲੀਟਲੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਟਸ ਰੋਂਗ। ਉਹਨੇ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਾਬਰ ਸਮਝਿਆ, ਬਟ ਜੋ 235 ਪੇਜ ਦੀ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਕੱਢੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਊਥ ਅਫਰੀਕਾ ਨੇ, ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਅਲੱਗ ਹੀ ਟਾਈਪ ਦੀ ਵਾਈਬ ਦੇ ਰਿਹਾ ਸਾਊਥ ਅਫਰੀਕਾ ਪਲੇਅਰਸ ਲਈ। ਬਟ ਚਲੋ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਹਜੇ ਸਿੱਟਾ ਕੱਢੂੰਗੇ। ਫੋਰ ਨਾਓ ਦਾ ਸਾਊਥ ਅਫਰੀਕਨ ਬੋਰਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨੋਟ ਗੋਇੰ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਐਨੀ ਸੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦੀਸ ਪਲੇਅਰਸ, ਮੇ ਬੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਸਮ ਟਾਈਮ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਟੁੱਕ ਓਵਰ 7 ਮੰਥਸ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਦਿਸ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਐਂਡ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ $1.5 million। ਸੋ ਲੈਟਸ ਸੀ ਹਾਊ ਇਟ ਗੋਸ। ਅਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਕ੍ਰਿਕਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਾਂ ਇੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ, ਅਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ 'ਤੇ। ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਟੈਕਨੋਲੋਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਸਾਈਬਰ ਸਿਕਿਉਰਿਟੀ ਬਾਰੇ, ਅਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਬੜੇ ਖਾਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ, ਤਾਂ ਆਈ ਹੋਪ ਯੂ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਟ। ਅਤੇ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪਾਰਟ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਅਤੇ ਹੋਪਫੁਲੀ ਜੋ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਅਤੇ ਥਰਡ ਪਾਰਟ ਹੈ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਐਂਡ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਦੋਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੱਲੇਗਾ। ਤਾਂ ਸਟੇ ਟਿਊਨ ਟੂ ਸੀਜੇ ਲੋ 1690 AM। ਯੂ ਆਰ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਪੋਲ ਸ਼ੋ। ਹੈਲੋ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਪੋਲ ਸ਼ੋ। ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ ਕ੍ਰਿਕਟ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰ ਛੱਡ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਾਂ, ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਥੋੜਾ ਫਨ ਪਾਰਟ ਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਤੇ ਲੈਟਸ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਕੰਪਿਊਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਟੈਕਨੋਲੋਜੀ। ਸੋ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਗਾਈ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਮੀ ਥਰੂ ਇਟ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਫੀਲਡ ਆਫ ਸਿਕਿਉਰਿਟੀ ਫੋਰ ਮੋਰ ਦੈਨ 2 ਈਅਰਸ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਸਿਕਿਉਰਿਟੀ ਰਿਸਰਚ ਐਂਡ ਜ਼ੀ ਸਕੇਲਰ, ਐਂਡ ਹਿਜ਼ ਨੇਮ ਇਜ਼ ਸਾਹਿਲ ਅੰਤਨ। ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਫੋਰ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਸਾਹਿਲ।
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sanjay.
ਯਾ ਸੋ ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਸਾਹਿਲ, tell us something about you.
So as Mr. Paul, if it's fine if I call you Mr. Paul.
Yeah, sure.
Like since college, I'm not in the habit of calling him with his full name. So as Mr. Paul has already mentioned, my name is Sahil Antal and I'm from India. I completed my graduation like from Punjab University. We both like study together. And since then, I am working as a security researcher in Zscaler. And like apart from cybersecurity, I love biology, reading quantum physics, more of things on that side.
So Sahil and I have known each other for a lot of time now, but I've never had the time to ask him a question like, how did he end up being the computer guy? So tell us a little bit about how you gained interest into computers and cybersecurity.
So asking about my interest, so like basically if I tell you, like in the beginning I was not like much aware of cybersecurity. And like if you see still in even today, there is not much awareness about cybersecurity, like to everyone.
Yeah.
So, but unknowingly, my journey, you can say it started when I was in 10th standard. So mostly like at that time, I used to play around with Android devices only, like flashing new ROMs, flashing, changing some kernel files, all sort of those things. But yeah, I didn't consider myself to be in cybersecurity at that time while doing those things. But eventually, when I was doing all that, I encountered something called NetHunter. So, if like NetHunter is more of like a portable version of Kali Linux. So, Kali Linux is something like that you use mostly for hacking, or you can say pen testing, all sort of these things.
So, Kali Linux is mostly sorry to cut you off, but I guess Kali Linux is for offensive security. So, the NetHunter that you are talking about, is that a Windows operating system or a virtual machine?
No, so it's more of like a portable and tiny version of Kali Linux, so which you can like you can flash in your mobile phone also. So I had OnePlus One at that time, specifically if you say, and they had a good development support for NetHunter for OnePlus One. So I used to use that, flash, I installed that NetHunter over there, and then I used to play around certain things.
Well, that's
and
nice.
Like after that, and after that, mostly like I used to search at that time. I had interest in the field, like to know how the things are working. So eventually, hacking, if you say, it's more just like to know how things are working. You want to know like how it is doing internally, everything. So at that time, I was searching web, searching for books like how to start in hacking, and I was reading some articles also. And then you're reading those articles, I tried to mimic some of the scenarios, like hacking, like cracking Wi-Fi password or something. And eventually I got my first book from where I started. So it was like Hacking the Art of Exploitation by John Erickson. A really good book. So So if someone wants to start, like, they can also read out.
So, Sahil, I have one question for you. Like, for a beginner like me, who is getting into cybersecurity, or let's say somebody else also wants to join in. So what sort of, what's your view on, should they know or they dive into programming languages for cybersecurity, or can they live by it?
I mean, see, programming, I see with the perspective as it helps you think and like showcase your own creativity also in later phases. So programming, I should say, one must be aware of. I'm not saying it should be C, C++, or some specific language, but if you are hands-on with some language, definitely, like, you have some edge. Because if you know programming, like, if you can write something directly, then you know how to reverse also. So it assists in that thing. So more of like in hacking, you try to go something in reverse. It's more of like reverse engineering. You try to go backward in some senses. Like, you have a front end of something. You try to break things over there. You don't know the internals every time. Like, some, if something is open source, you may have access, but not every time. So if you know how to write something, then it's better. Like, you can do reverse also.
So, so I guess you are right in some way that Android is a really good thing for open source, but it also becomes quite vulnerable to exploitations, right? So would you prefer going to iOS development or going to Android if somebody wants to join?
So see, it's not like if something is open source. So if I tell you, so it's not like if something is open source that it's like it's more vulnerable. It's not like that. If something is open source, if you see, there are like thousands of eyes, like, which are monitoring that particular code. And even in the open source, the project which are good, like, you can take entire Linux also. It's like open source, most of the Linux distributions. They go through a best practice procedure before, like, merging some code in the main compilation. So if you see that way, then it's like, just personal interest of a person, I would say. It's not like if something is open source, something is proprietary, then it's just your personal choice. Where you have more interest, you want to add something more on the Android side, something more on iOS side. So I would say it's more of personal choice rather than.
So, so can we say it right here that it is a myth that open source is more vulnerable?
Yeah, I would say so. Yes, it's not something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive more into cybersecurity. And what's your specific position in your company? Like, what do you do?
So in the company, I am currently working as a security researcher. So currently, if you ask, like, what I specifically do, rather than going in the low level detail, so overview is, we have our own customer base. So I, as I told, I work in Zscaler. So my part is more of doing threat hunting for low volume and targeted attacks. So just to find out attacks which are like, which move under the radar and, or which are directly targeting in some sense any of our customers, like specific customers are being targeted. My role is more of like preventing, hunting for those.
So it's more like threat hunting and reverse engineering, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Reverse engineering, like, yeah, you require, like, in my work, yeah, even if it's on detection side or the hunting, reversing, that you must be aware of. Yes.
So I think that you also write some blogs about your security as well, right? So tell us something about that. How did you end up making blogs about your findings?
So if you are asking about the blogs, so blogs, like, we generally write blogs if it is something that can contribute some additional information in the cybersecurity domain. So, like, let's say if we found some low volume or targeted attack, we analyze the end-to-end attack chain. So, like, how it was being delivered, then what it did in other stages, then what was the final motive, what like whatever activities it went through from start to end. After analyzing, we try to find, like, is it something that's already documented in the cybersecurity domain? And if it is not, then only we go for a blog. There we describe all these details, like how the malware arrived, what it did in other stages, and how, like, what final impact it had, like, on the victim. So, yeah.
So is it interesting, or how do you feel about your work?
How do you keep yourself motivated as well?
Definitely.
That's the main
When
question.
you find something new, definitely it's interesting. I mean, yes. And in case like generally, if I'm not finding something new as such, like the activity of threat actors is low or something like that, then I go for programming, doing some automation or building some own tools that can assist in like research work.
Okay, दैट्स इंटरेस्टिंग. सो अभी एक मेरा सवाल है सभी के लिए, जो मेरी जो हिंदी बोलने वाली जनता है और जो पंजाबी बोलने वाली जनता है उनके लिए. सो इफ इफ लाइक समबडी हैज जस्ट गॉट अ न्यू लैपटॉप, तो क्या उनको जो एंटी एंटीवायरस सॉफ्टवेयर होते हैं उनका कोई फायदा है लेने का, या फिर वो रहने दें?
So I will be also talking in Hindi then.
श्योर श्योर.
अगर ऐसे लैपटॉप में अगर एंटीवायरस की बात की जाए then yes they help to some level. But still I would say antiviruses do their own work. But you I think as user जो लोग लैपटॉप वगैरह यूज कर रहे हैं उनको भी अवेयर होना चाहिए लाइक व्हाट बेसिक थिंग्स या जो भी जरूरी चीजें उन्हें करनी चाहिए लाइक अगर कोई
So what we have been studying in like at least in my master's level, that the antiviruses work on signature based anomaly detection. So is that much more secure?
So if you say antiviruses, so it's not like just one thing in the antiviruses. So they are just not like scanning your files. They're scanning everything like in the file system, you just not have files. It's your network activity, your registry entry, so all sort of those things, your login attempts, the way the process are executing. You must be aware of like when you create like buy a new laptop, you install, you create certain accounts also, you set up password and these things. So
True.
you have different security roles also in a computer. So antiviruses monitor all these things. It's just not like just signature on files and these things. So it's a complex suit. That's one part of it. The signatures you're saying. Yes.
ओके. सो चलो ठीक है, एंटीवायरस मतलब हो ना हो इससे ज्यादा जरूरी ये है कि जो बंदा है वो अपनी जो अपनी उसकी जो भी काम कर रहा है वो सही तरह करे, कोई मतलब रॉन्ग वेबसाइट पे मैलवेयर वाली वेबसाइट पे ना जाए ना, मतलब खुद उसने देना पड़ेगा उसको.
हाँ जनरली लाइक अवॉइड डाउनलोडिंग थर्ड पार्टी टूल्स फॉर लाइक बेसिकली समटाइम वी डाउनलोड क्रैक्ड वर्जन्स इफ समथिंग इज कॉस्टली सो वी गो फॉर दैट बेटर इज लाइक यू अवॉइड दोस थिंग्स
So
एंड
like
देन अदर फैक्टर्स
the
इज लाइक
free wear that we go for is not like the genuine one, so that can turn into a spyware or a Trojan horse, right?
No, like freeware is something that if you're downloading freeware version from original website only, that you should always do. Like just download the software from the original website, even if it's a trial version freeware, it's fine. But the
But
issue
if
comes when
like
you try to download.
somebody's Yeah, but if like somebody's buying a freeware or like downloading a freeware from a third party who
Ah,
has
that's
like
risky. Yes. Ah, then in that case, yeah, it's risky. Even like we have written some of the blogs where the threat actors, so what they do is they take your original bundle package of installer and they wrap their functionality, malicious functionality, into the same bundle. So when you and then they mimic like they create a phishing website, just look alike of the original website of that software, particular software. And then you visit that website, you download the software, website looks same as the original one. Software, when you click, it just runs as the normal one, but in the background, it does the malicious activity.
I
So, yeah.
guess yeah, you're right, but I guess I might have also visited some websites like that, because what they do is usually they provide a, like a hash function, like they give you a key that it should match, or they give you a password that is like a RSA based signature or something like that. So do you think like they're still taking chances or making it secure for people like me who does not really care much about security?
Yes, but like if I ask you also, how many times when you download a package, you verify the hash signature of that
Yeah,
particular
like
package?
zero.
So, yes, so that's the issue. Like, even if they are trying, like, you should verify and do certain checks, people just ignore. So, just nobody cares.
So basically, the moral is to buy the premium versions the from the right websites,
Yes.
and Yeah. Okay, so now we're gonna go for a break and we'll be back.
ਤਾਰੇ ਆਦੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਸੈਰ ਕਰਾਵਾਂ, ਅੰਬਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਤੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਦੂਰ ਲੈ ਜਾਵਾਂ, ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਛਾਵਾਂ। ਤਾਰੇ ਆਦੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਸੈਰ ਕਰਾਵਾਂ, ਅੰਬਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਤੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਦੂਰ ਲੈ ਜਾਵਾਂ, ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਛਾਵਾਂ। ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਅੱਜ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਦੇ, ਸਭ ਕਰਵਾ ਦਵਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਅੱਜ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਦੇ। ਤੈਨੂੰ ਤਾਜ ਪਹਿਨਾਵਾਂ, ਦਿਲ ਕੱਢ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੱਥ ਫੜਾਵਾਂ, ਦੁੱਖ ਤੇਰੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਗਲ ਨਾਲ ਲਾਵਾਂ। ਉਸ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਜਹਾਨ ਚ ਦੋਵੇਂ ਸਦਾ ਲਈ ਬਸ ਜਾਈਏ, ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਨ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਤਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਸੈਰੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਉਮਰ ਕਰਾਵਾਂਗਾ।
Okay, so welcome back to the second part of the talk show with Sahil Antil. And now we are going to talk about the Internet of Things. So Sahil, as you know, like now there are so many smart devices going around. We have Google Smart, we have Apple TV, a lot of stuff. What is your view on that? Are they easy to hack?
So if we come to the IoT part, so nowadays we are seeing, like you can say, an increasing trend in IoT devices. Now you can like have option to convert your homes to smart homes, where you have like say door locks, your refrigerators, your air conditioning systems, or your security monitoring devices like camera and these things. You can remotely control all this.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about like if this is the right way to go. So in the current scenario, like we can say, like technology has become part of each one of our life, and daily it's like touching more life and
True.
Sense of like technology. So yeah, I would say like when you ask like are they easier to hack in this thing, and
yeah.
In some sense I can say yes. So although like their trend is increasing, like IoT
mm-hmm.
devices, we are taking like more of these things. You have that Amazon Echo, then
yeah,
devices are there. So
yeah,
yes,
I guess they are easier to hack. I guess the denial of service is much more easy to Internet of Things because they have less security, I feel. and they can be easily made into zombies for the, you know, botnet.
Yes. So the what I was about to say, like their trend is increasing, but you can say they still lack security in some sense in the IoT devices. Like they are not bundled with high sense of security. People are building them, but they're not seeing the perspective like of the threat. Like if they get compromised, then or how easy are they able to compromise the
So
network?
there's always a compromise between security and you know, the best customer experience, right? So if you want to provide a good experience, you have to trade off between security. So is there any way to achieve a mutual ground between them?
So I would like somewhat disagree, or like I will put my point of view on this side. So it's not like if you want to provide a good customer experience, you need to compromise security. It's not like that. So better I would say is whatever you do, do your best rather than trying to do everything. So security, like it's a vast domain. So if you say network is entire one security level, file system another level, your server racks another level. So like there are different levels of security. So whatever you're trying to do, maybe it's limited, but try to do your best. You can't do everything. Like if you
Yeah,
think
that's
you
true.
can provide best security at every level, I don't think so.
चलो चलो, ये भी पता हो गया, लग गया हमें कि IoT डिवाइसेस, क्योंकि बिकॉज आई हैव अ गूगल गूगल स्मार्ट एट होम माय प्लेस एज वेल. आई यूज इट ऑफन एंड इट हेल्प्स मी लिसन टू म्यूजिक. सो डू यू थिंक दैट दे आर वल्नरेबल टू ब्लूटूथ अटैक्स एज वेल, लाइक इफ समबडी इज क्लोज बाय एंड दे कैन जस्ट गो अराउंड?
See, so everything is vulnerable in some sense. It's just matter of how much time and how much effort you invest. So it's like more of that way. Yes, but what type of potentially information the other person get, like compromising your smart speaker, I can say, or something like that. It depends. Like yes.
So, are you doing research in this field, or it's just something that you want to explore in your future?
So IoT devices specifically, if I say I don't have like more of interest on that side. So yeah, currently I just more of work on Windows operating system, to some level Android operating system also, the malware specific to those. And other than that, in future, like I have more of interest towards moving, like as I mentioned, I have interest on quantum physics also. So some sense like we will be having. So how we can integrate, like nowadays we have this quantum key sharing mechanism and these things, which can like really increase the security the way we exchange keys and these things. So I want to pursue more of my career and interest if I get an option, and if there is some scope in the quantum physics side as part of cybersecurity.
चलो सही है. और एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन जो मेरा है कि हाउ डू यू कीप योरसेल्फ मोटिवेटेड, लाइक डू यू हैव एनी अदर हॉबीज दैट हेल्प यू बी रिफ्रेश, बिकॉज दिस फील्ड ऑफ साइबर सिक्योरिटी इज रियली डिमांडिंग.
Yes, like field I can say is really demanding. Yes, you need to continuously improve your skills. Otherwise, you get backward. Like in skill sense, I'm saying you get backward quite soon. So you continuously need to make a lot of efforts. Lot in the sense like it depends on your interests also. So in a sense, it's like passion and you can say profession both help for me. So I'm passionate about the field, so I keep learning something new, even if it's not like directly related to my work in the office. That's it. Yeah.
I guess the best way of refreshing yourself is always going for a natural trip, like hiking, trekking. So have you gone nearby somewhere?
So in the COVID times, things are decreased a little bit. Otherwise, yeah, when I was in like office itself, then yes, every weekend, or you can say at least in a month, we used to do a long trip. Yeah. In the mostly in the part of Himalayas only. Yes.
I remember those were the good times when we used to go at night and just to some mountains nearby and just have our music, just chill there and come back. So it
Yes,
was
yes.
amazing time.
And hopefully things will improve soon and maybe we will meet again. Yeah.
So like the last question I have for you right now
is what is your next goal in your career right now after the security researcher thing?
So after security researcher, if you say one of the things, like in the security field, I will be going in quantum physics. If I don't get a chance over there and something like that doesn't work out, I have interest in biology. So
okay. Like
exploring the biological landscape. So
mm-hmm.
somewhere I will try to see like how maybe I will change, like you can say it will be totally change of domain from a...
Yeah. Seems like it, but whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen, and see, it will be for the best. And thank you so much, Sahil, for your time, and it has been lovely having you on my show. So I hope I'll see you soon in this show again.
Yeah, thanks a lot for inviting me. Thanks everyone, I hope you enjoy this.
Thank you. And now hun apan break te ja rahe han, te break to baad apan gal karange soccer di. So stay tuned to the Paul Show, and you are listening to CJ Low 1690 AM. ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਪੋਲ ਸ਼ੋ. ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ ਟੈਕਨੋਲੋਜੀ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਾਂ ਵਿਦ ਸਾਹਿਲ ਅੰਤਿਲ, ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਸੋਕਰ ਦੀ. ਤੇ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਗਾਏ ਟੂ ਹੈਲਪ ਮੀ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਟ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਫੋਲੋਅਰ ਆਫ ਅ ਟੀਮ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਔਨ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਓ ਇਨ ਪ੍ਰੀਮੀਅਰ ਲੀਗ. ਸੋ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਸਾਹਿਲ.
ਹਾਈ ਪਾਲ, ਥੈਂਕਸ ਫਾਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਔਨ ਯੋਰ ਸ਼ੋ. So yes, Liverpool is second in the league currently, and I think they are going to challenge for the title very well.
That's really great. I guess you are a big Steven Gerrard fan, right?
Oh yeah, I've been following him since the start. I started watching football in 2005 or 6, and he was the first player that, you know, I went on to idolize. So yes, Steven Gerrard for long.
Talking about Steven Gerrard, I guess you know that he has started managing Aston Villa. What are your views? Like, how is he managing this club? Is it going for good, or is he living up to expectations?
If you talk about how Villa are doing currently as compared to what they have been doing prior to that, I think that has been a remarkable improvement in the way they are playing. And Stevie has done a lot at Rangers comparatively. And the way he steadied the ship is commendable. They recently lost to Liverpool 1-0 down to the penalties. And the way they played, it was fantastic. Stevie is doing a massive job in trying to steady the ship. And I think they're going to do pretty well.
But you know what? I guess the match that played against Liverpool, that was really good. And he did say that Mo Salah is like really the best player in the world. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think I do. Mo Salah on current form is one of the best players any day. But if you see the goals and assists and the involvements, I think he's second to none right now.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So yeah, you're right. So now let's move forward and let's talk about the trend that is going around, which is the old players turning into managers. We had Patrick Vieira, Thierry Henry, then Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and now we have Xavi, who is handling Barcelona. And how do you think he is handling right now? Because the team is not doing really well. They got knocked out for the first time.
Of the Champions League, right?
Yeah.
So when you talk about ex-players coming in and managing their current club, you know, you need to have that kind of character that, you know, has a calming presence in the whole dressing room kind of thing. So if you say the former players like Steven Gerrard, for example, Patrick Vieira and Mikel Arteta, they were captains for their respective clubs. And they had their charisma and their leadership qualities that distinguished them from others. So when a character like that comes into the club and tries to, you know, make a statement, then it goes well. But if you bring in players who have done, you know, more or less nothing for the club in terms of leadership and charismatic ability.
Yeah, you're right. So I feel like, you know, If he is given like a little bit of transfer budget for window, maybe they can do better. But right now, like, they are closer to the bottom of the table rather than the top of the table.
So I guess it's going to take some time, no?
Yes, I think it's going to take a long time to bring Barcelona back to where they belong. And I think Xavi might not be the right guy to do this because he does not have experience playing in the big leagues. It's his first job in a top-tier league like La Liga. Yeah. So he needs to build some experience. You know, if you see any top manager currently, they worked their way up to the top. They didn't get the job by sheer virtue of their playing days, right?
Yeah.
So they all try to implement their ideas, you know, in a smaller club, then they climb the echelon and they are where they are right now.
Yeah. So since they just got knocked out of Champions League, now let's talk about the Champions League. So Real Madrid is, I guess, playing Paris Saint-Germain, and I guess that's going to be a real, real treat to the eyes. What do you think about that?
Yes, Real versus PSG is going to be a blockbuster tie any day. The way, you know, the tie is set up, you know, you've got two really good players in Neymar and Mbappe, and obviously Messi,
yeah,
who has a lot of history with Real Madrid. So, and you've also got Sergio Ramos, who was just exiled from his current club, from Real Madrid. And
just not to forget that Sergio Ramos will be playing against Real Madrid for the first time, like in
It's crazy that Ramos used to tackle Messi in almost every game. Now he's going to defend Messi against his old players, his old teammates. So that's going to be a bit crazy about this game.
Do you think there is any other matchup that really intrigues you right now? I guess Atletico versus Man United is one of them.
Yeah, Atletico versus United is going to be another tie. You know, Atletico will go about their usual playing style. You know, they will sit back deep and try to hit on the counter. And United, with obviously Cristiano Ronaldo in the mix, are going to, you know, be a bit headache for the Madrid side.
Yeah. So, what are your predictions? Like, who is going to win out of these two matches? PSG, Real Madrid, or Man United, Atletico Madrid?
Based on current form, I would say, you know, United might take the edge of Atletico due to the Cristiano Ronaldo factor. Obviously, it's in the Champions League, right?
Yeah.
And United have started to play well against, you know, all the other clubs. You know, Ralf Rangnick has come in at the right time. So I think it's going to be United here. And between PSG and Real Madrid, it's going to be a bit tough. But I think PSG will edge it. You know, they have their expected to pull it.
I hope so. Otherwise, Pochettino is going to get sacked right away. I don't think that there's anything else for him to do because he's not doing that great in the league. Maybe he's getting some results, but they should be like way ahead. They should be winning every match with the M&M.
Yes, the M&M has not quite clicked as we might have hoped for, but I think they're on the right trajectory.
That's true. So, speaking of Lionel Messi, his like good friend Kun Aguero just retired from football. It's really sad to see him retire like this way, but I guess health comes first. So, what are your views on that?
Yeah, obviously, you know, when Aguero switched to Barcelona, he, you know, wanted to play with his old pal Messi, and you know, we all wanted to see that, you know. So his retirement really came as a shock, but since it's a heart condition, you can't just really, you know, have a say in it. You either play or you don't. And given the extent of his, you know, heart condition, it's a very serious health scare. So
he was doing like really good, like 1 year ago, and suddenly it came out of blue, and it has surprised like a lot of people, including myself. Not to forget Christian Eriksen, who also had like a bad time this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, the health factor has come into play much recently. You saw with the news when Christian Eriksen had a heart scare and all, his heart stopped for a minute there. So all this kind of, you know, health situations kind of make us think for a moment that how precious life is and how, you know, we should treasure it. Football at the end of the day is just a means to an end. It's a game that's played to be enjoyed. So,
yeah, it's true. I guess
it's my opinion that the workload that they are having with playing Champions League, their own league, the domestic cups, and the international matches as well, it has taken a lot on their health. So maybe with, like, they have just announced like the World Cup is going to be after 2 years, right? Every 2 years.
Yeah, the World Cup after 2 years is a lot crazy, man. If you think about it, World Cup in every 4 years was perfect. You know, you had Euros coming in, with Euros every couple of 4 years, then you had World Cup. Both these coincided with, you know, about a 2 year gap. So it was really good. But now if you say World Cup after 2 years is going to take a bit of life out of the game, don't you think so?
Yeah, I do. I totally believe so. Like, because World Cup is something that needs to be cherished every 4 years. That's how they get some attention. And I don't know, it doesn't feel well with me. It doesn't, you know, 2 years is not, it's the kind of gap that is given if you have different kind of formats. Like in cricket, let's say you have T20, 50 overs and test cricket. So it goes well with that. But in football, I guess 4 years is a good enough time. But I hope maybe we can see Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo for like maybe two more World Cups if it goes, and see if they can win one.
Two World Cups might be a bit of stretch. I think it's going to be Cristiano's final World Cup if Portugal makes it through. You know, they're going through the playoffs. So
that's one of the big points. Do you think Portugal can go through, or Italy will go through if it goes well?
I think Italy might just touch it.
Italy, it surprised me. Like, they were not able to automatically qualify, but yeah, things
did
are.
Did you get a chance to see the documentary about the Azzurri on Netflix? It's pretty amazing. You must see it. It's the behind the scenes for the whole Italy team.
Which documentary? Can you just name it for my viewers?
It's Azzurri. Azzurri.
Azzurri.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So, what is it about?
Netflix number. It's about the behind the scenes of what went on in the Euros, the players, the mentality, the dressing room, the behind the scenes footage. It's a 1 hour documentary and it's pretty lit, I must say.
Well, I guess it has become a trend, like, to give away your content to the OTT platforms. We have some teams going like Man City, Leeds United, Juventus also did it with Prime Video, right? So, do you like this content?
The next upcoming one is Arsenal, right? I don't know.
Oh my god, it's gonna be amazing.
Arsenal is going to be a blockbuster, given that Aubameyang recently, you know, got the boot in terms of captaincy. So it's going to be a blockbuster.
So, yeah, speaking of Arsenal, I don't know, how are they on fourth place? I mean, I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm really happy about it. But yeah, Mikel Arteta just is doing some sort of magic. And they are clicking. Gabriel Martinelli is really, really playing well. I feel so. Do you think it's going to be Arsenal or West Ham?
I think Arsenal might just edge it. They have the, you know, ability to do that. West Ham might just slip it to fifth or sixth. I don't know. But I think at the moment, Arsenal and Tottenham can make it to the place. Because Tottenham have two games remaining and they are, you know, some sixth or seventh or eighth position, I don't know.
I guess West Ham is on fifth and Tottenham is on seventh right now, and in between is Man United, who has one game in their hand and they are on 27 points. So
this race for the fourth place is going to be crazy, you know.
Yeah, and not to forget the race for the title. It's Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, and they are going like crazy for it.
Yeah, 36, 37, 38 points.
It's 41 since Man City just,
yes.
I don't know what
went into
his mind, and it was 7-0, 7-up. Oh my god.
Yeah, they went 7-up.
I just watched the highlights and it was crazy, dude. Like, they were playing so intensely. Phil Foden is amazing. The Kevin De Bruyne, oh my god, he's like the best player.
I had a chance to see Phil Foden playing in India when he came for the under-17 World Cup. My favorite player, he Sancho, Callum Wilson-Odoi, you know, they all came to India. They to Delhi actually to play for the under-17 World Cup. My god, what a team they were then!
Yeah.
And to think about them professionally, it's it doesn't come as a surprise. They were good. Now they're better.
Yeah. Also, Bernardo Silva is doing really good.
Bernardo Silva is a top contender for the PFA Player of the Year.
I think he deserves it right now. The way they are playing, like 5 matches, 5 wins, and they are just destroying their opponents right now. That's like more than enough for Premier League. What do you think when Bayern Munich?
I don't know if you've heard about Munich in terms of Joshua Kimmich, but he's also going to a heart condition right now and lung condition actually.
I guess it was because COVID of COVID.
Yeah, he caught COVID in November and he's been that way ever since. So he's going to have a procedure carried out on his lungs and see if he can continue playing or not. His career is also in a serious threat. But apart from that, Bayern Munich are doing solid at the moment. They have got one of the best wingers in Leroy Sané and another pacey winger in Kingsley Coman. And add Serge Gnabry to the mix along with Thomas Müller and Robert Lewandowski. They've got quite a solid team.
Yeah, I was about to mention Robert Lewandowski. Thank you for that. So he got snubbed at Ballon d'Or. It's my personal opinion, like he should have won the Ballon d'Or. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, you know, even I was of the opinion that Robert Lewandowski should win the Ballon d'Or. And even Leo Messi, he said that, you know, it's your year, Robert. And even he was of the opinion that Lewandowski should win. Yeah. Everybody in the footballing world wanted Lewandowski to win.
It's crazy, like, what sort of factor they consider, like, why are the journalists and reporters given the opportunity to vote for this prestigious award. It's crazy. They should be given this opportunity to the coaches and those who know what football is, not the journalists.
Yeah, true. Actually, you know, the ones that should be voting for are the players and the coaches only, because journalists, you know, they have their own opinion of the game and not necessarily in terms of performance, but in terms of overall outlook of how the player is able to be marketed. And that also comes into the picture, because when you see the marketing ability, you know, Messi is way, way ahead of Lewandowski. True. So that also comes into picture. The more you see a player, the more you recognize him, and that also plays psychologically.
Before we like finish the show, I just want to know like your bold prediction about who is going to relegate from the Premier League, the top, the bottom three, for according to you.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough fight actually in terms of how the league is shaping up. Norwich, you know, they had a poor start to the season, obviously, but now with Dean Smith coming in, they might just have a chance to, you know, salvage their season. But based on current form, I think it's going to be Newcastle, Watford, and Norwich.
I guess the Newcastle owners must be kicking themselves for buying this club right now. But I don't know. Maybe they can turn the future fortune in the winter with a lot of money for the transfer window. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, with the takeover just being completed, I think they're going to invest a lot in the club, no doubt. And they're going to have a model that's going to be solid. In the coming years, we might see Newcastle up in the champion, fighting for the Champions League spots. But currently, based on current form, you know, Eddie Howe is not the man for Newcastle.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, thank you for your time. Sagar, it was really lovely talking to you about football. And I hope that Liverpool gives a tough competition to Man City and makes it much more like the previous two seasons, where they have been like fighting against each other like crazy.
Hey, thanks for saying that. You know, even I'm moving for a Liverpool title win this season, I think even Gerard must be hoping for that.
Maybe really Gerard can do something with their match against Man City.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Well,
but thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much, Sagar. So, thank you for the views and thank you to listening for the poll show at CJLO 1690 AM. To end the show, I'm going to play a song by APT Low. So, stay tuned. I'll see you next week on Friday. Bye-bye.
ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਜਿੱਦਣ ਦਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੁੱਖ ਵੇਖਿਆ ਰੂਹ ਹੋਈ ਆ ਦੀਵਾਨੀ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੀਂਦਰ ਨਾ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਬੇਚੈਨੀ ਦੇ ਜਾਨ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਨਿਕਲੇ ਆਸ਼ਿਕ ਤੇਰੇ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਜ਼ੁਲਫ ਸੁਨਹਿਰੀ ਘੇਰਾ ਪਾਇਆ ਕੰਨੀ ਜੁਗਨੂ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਗੜ ਤੇ ਟੈਲਣ ਗਾਨੀ ਦੇ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਨੈਣੀ ਸੁਰਮੇ ਲੱਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਦੇਖ ਚੰਨ ਵੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਰੀਸ ਕੋਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ ਕਿੰਜ ਕਰਾਂ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਦੀ
Baby, will you stay? Baby, will you come to me? You got me feeling safe. Got me feeling like this loving can't go comfortably. And baby, don't you worry, I can't fall asleep myself. I need you by my side with me. Can't do this without help. Too deep, we in this too deep. You're so mad for me. So come on over, let's catch up on our sleep. Baby, will you stay with me? Wrap your arms around me and just lay with me.
Kinj karan tareef tere chehre di Kinj karan tareef tere di